the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning, Belmont. It is a long time since I've done this not on Zoom. It's nice to see that you do still exist outside of small rectangles. My name is Megan, and I have the joy of getting to spend some time with you looking at the story that Rob and Bethany have just told for us. Like Nick has already gone through with us, over this summer we have spent time looking at lots of different meals with Jesus. And there is a meal in today's story, but it's a kind of blink-and-you'd-miss-it meal. It comes right at the end. Almost all of today's story is about walking. And I'll be honest with you, I feel like I've spent a lot of this summer walking. And to be honest, talking as well. I went home to my parents' house for the summer. And I'm 25, but it felt like a flashback to when I was about this high, because my parents really like walking. If you'd asked me when I was the age of some of you in here, I'd have said their favourite thing was walking up big hills in the rain. And it would appear that very little has changed since then. But from quite a young age, I learned that there were three things that I needed to get right in order to make those walks enjoyable. So here are my top tips for you. You need to have the bag with the food in, because then you have the power. You need to make sure that you've got the right things on your feet so that they don't end up hurting. And you need to have the right company, to be with the right people. Luckily, my parents do just about fall into that category. And it might sound a bit strange, but I think in many ways, those three things also come up in this story. They're the things that we need to know in order to live life and walk with Jesus. And okay, the story doesn't mention whether on the road they had the right number of snacks or not. Clearly Luke doesn't think that's as important as I do. But it does tell us what they took with them and who they walked with. So let's have a look at both of those things together. Thank you. Right, what did they take with them? I'm assuming that they might have had sandals on their feet, maybe a bag on their back. Luke doesn't tell us, because actually that's not what's important here. But he does tell us what they took with them in their heads and in their hearts. What they were thinking and what they were feeling. Even before Jesus joined them, or at least before that they knew it was Jesus, they were already talking together about everything that had happened in those weeks and days and months beforehand. They were talking about how they'd met a man called Jesus. They thought that he had come from God and he'd come to save them, but then he'd been killed. And now, to be honest, their friends were starting to say some pretty strange things about what might be going on. They took with them on their walk what they already knew about Jesus, what they'd already experienced and learnt of him. And whether you would say that you already know Jesus or not, whether you would say that Jesus is already your friend or not, there will be things that you know about him. And I wonder what they are for you. They didn't only take what they were thinking, but also what they were feeling. On the walk, they didn't pretend that everything was okay, put on a brave face that their friend and their leader had died, and just carry on like it was all okay. Their words and their faces tell us that they were really, really very sad. As they walked with Jesus and with their friend, they let their real emotions out. They shared the good and the bad. And I wonder if that's how we're walking with Jesus and how we're walking with each other. Are we taking our thoughts and our feelings with us, or are we bottling them away for later because actually they've got nothing to do with Jesus? Are we sharing the things that make us sad as well as the things that make us happy with each other? Because the most important thing actually in this story isn't what they were taking, but who they were walking with. Because it's the company, really. I want to think it's the snacks on the walks that make it, but to be honest, it's more the people even than the snacks. And this sounds like a perfect walk to me. They had the company of a really good friend and the company of Jesus. The company of a friend, you know, the kind, the one who you can kind of pull your, you don't have to pull your punches with. You can share the laughter, the tears, the confusion of life. If you're anything like me, often feeling like it's all rolled into one at the same time. That kind of friend. I'm hoping that for some of you sat in here, there's kind of a smile crossing your face because you go, yeah, I know who that person is for me. I know who in my life fills that role. And if not, or if you just want more of those people, because who wouldn't want more of those people, then I pray that actually here would be that kind of place. That we would be a family, a community that do that kind of friendship, that kind of relationship well. Where we would walk together, sharing in everything. And doing just like those two friends in the story did. That we wouldn't only be sharing daily life together, but that we would be listening to Jesus together. Listening to him explain the Bible, because I'm a little bit jealous of the Bible teaching that those two disciples got on the road to Emmaus. Who better to come and explain the Bible and go, yep, that bit's about me. Oh, and that bit too. Actually, all of this points to Jesus. But I don't have to be jealous of that, because the same thing is available to all of us. That through the Holy Spirit, the same scriptures, the same prophets, and the same Jesus are in our lives too. Because I don't know about you, but I want a little bit more of that. Some of that moment after Jesus has broken bread, and the two friends stop and go, wow. Not, wow, where actually has Jesus gone? Not, wow, that was some brilliant Bible teaching. But wow, we have just met God. Wow, it felt like a fire burning in us. That when they realized it had been Jesus walking with them, their hearts sang. I want more of that for me and for you. I want more of that. Wow, we have just met God. And I think to do that, sometimes actually what we need to do is stop and realize what we are experiencing together. If those two disciples had just got up and raced back straight away, they wouldn't necessarily have had that moment. But instead, they stop and look each other in the eye and go, wow, you too, right? We just met God. Because those moments turn the whole story upside down. These two disciples go from heartbroken, confused, and sad to joy-filled, hearts singing and burning in the moment that they stop and realize together that they've just met God. And I'm really aware that it's a phrase we've used a lot across the morning, that walking with Jesus can be one of those really horrible, cliche Christian phrases that we say a lot and we don't actually necessarily know what we always mean by. But really, we're just talking about living with Jesus, every step of every day, sharing the good and the bad with each other and with him. And sometimes, just like walks with my parents, there are fewer snacks, it's less sunny, and it's more uphill than we might want. But I really think that if we walk it together and we stop for those, wow, heart-burning, we have just met God moments, then there is so much more for us to learn and to know and to do together. If, just like those disciples, we kind of stop Jesus and cling on to him and go, no, you are not carrying on. You are stopping and sitting and eating with us. If we beg him to stay, then he does. And he sits and he eats and he shares and he walks and talks with us, just like he did on that road. And don't we want just a little bit more of that? Just so that, just like the disciples, we too can then go racing back and share what we have learned and who we have met with others in our lives and the people who we live life with. I'm going to stop talking in a moment, don't worry. But before I do, I'd like to leave you with some questions to think about. And we'll have a quiet moment to do that in. What that might look like for you is up to you. I know some of you have got shoes, there's some colouring, you might want to draw, write, or just sit and think. Whatever works for you. But whether you're 6, 96, somewhere in the middle, I think these questions are really important. So, what about Jesus makes you stop and go, wow? And what does walking with Jesus mean for you?